And I'll tell you who we have for this show. We have Buddy Lazier, who's the winner of the Indy 500 in 1996. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
I'd like to start out with this, since everybody hears about somebody's success and never sees what goes behind the scenes. Here in, I think it was actually 2 months prior to the Indy 500 in Phoenix, you were going 180 miles an hour. You hit the wall going at 180 miles per hour with, I understand, G-force of 99, which is equal to 15,000 pounds of pressure on your back. And, you know, you broke your back in 16 places, and 2 months later, you came back and won the Indy 500. Now, starting out with this adversity, what drove you to come back and win is my first question. The second part of it is, what did you learn about yourself in that process?
Well, you know, any time that you're as focused on something as I am, it's always been really sort of the one of the biggest goals of my life to win the Indianapolis 500. And when you're focused on something like that, you know, you don't let anything get in your way. And it's something that I've been working on for the last 7 or 8 years. In this particular year, given the equipment that we had, there was an extra good chance with Himmelgarn Racing and our sponsors to win the race, and that was the carrot that sort of drove me. It was a huge obstacle to come back from that type of an injury. The sacrum was in 25 pieces, so you know, physically and mentally, it was a very difficult thing to get over. But I think it's the small obstacles in life that prepare you for the big ones. And through the last 7 years, there's been a lot of difficult situations for me to overcome in motorsports. That's probably what prepared me.
And I mean, coming back from something like that and winning the race, you know, with that kind of pain that you went through, and what did you learn about yourself? What went on during the races, with, you know, with that adversity in the past and the pain that you were going through?
Well, there were several elements that had to come together. First of all, just to be able to be out on the racetrack. It's one thing that a lot of people that aren't close to racing don't realize is how physical the sport actually is. It's exceptionally violent business, motor racing, as a driver, in other ways other than just crashing. I mean, you're pulling consistently. You're going down the straightaways at Indianapolis in the high 240 range this year. You're going flat out through the corners and pulling 5 G-forces. Your entire body, with every G-force, doubles its weight. So if your head weighs 8 pounds, you're holding up 40 pounds through the corner. You know, you're literally sliding through the corner right up against the wall. The car vibrates like crazy. I mean, it's really very physical. Your heart rate is through the roof. There's a lot of physical elements going on, and through all of this, you need to keep, you know, your mental focus. There were a lot of elements that had to come together given the severity of the injury just to be on the racetrack. Literally, you just took it one step at a time. You know, obviously, our goal was to win the Indy 500. We had this sort of quiet confidence throughout the team as well as throughout myself. We knew we had a very good opportunity to do it, but we took it one step at a time. There were several steps we had to, you know, get through it and master before we were able to literally just get on the racetrack. We just took it one step at a time. We had a special seat that was designed by a guy who's worked for NASA and also builds seats for some of the F-15 pilots with the Top Gun program. So he's somebody who really understands the effects of G-force on the body and has a large background in the spinal region. So that helped a lot. But between that, literally the most difficult thing was getting to the racetrack, getting into the race car, and then getting out. Once I was in the car, it was business as usual.